Hosanna to the King. Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. We heard in the first part with the blessing of palm that our Lord is entering triumphantly in Jerusalem, where death is waiting for him, where mockery is waiting for him. And you see that he's not entering like the king of this world, riding on a horse, but is entering on a coat of a donkey. It's the meaning of him bringing peace and salvation. He is our King of Peace. We see that he sent disciples to get that coat. He needed that. The coat was not his. And people put their clothes on the coat and put him there. Later on, we will see that he will be crucified on a cross that he didn't make, that didn't belong to him. And he will be put in a tomb that wasn't his, but in the King of Glory. This is the meaning of us being ready with all our belongings, all our possession, to the service of God when he needs them. When he sent the disciple, he said, tell them, when they ask you, why you untying that cord, tell them that the master needs. It means that we have to get ready with our belongings in the service of God. And we have to sing, to shout, to claim his, our King of Glory. But when he was going, the chief priest asked him to rebuke his disciple by singing. He said, if you stop them singing, the stone will be cried or shouting or singing. Brother and sister, when we stand to praise the Lord, our enemy tremble, they are afraid. Why? Because they see their power is gone. They see that there is another man coming. There is another power coming. So we should get ready to praise the Lord, to sing for the Lord. Is triumph entering in Jerusalem? He is there, our King of Glory, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But this triumph is our entering to the new Jerusalem. As we heard in the Philippines, Jesus is our model of Christian life. He was the first to suffer and is coming to help those who are suffering. In the second part, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, we heard he will face denial, he will face betrayal, he will face mockery, he will face hypocrisy. He will face rejection. The crowd that first had been singing Hosanna to the Son of David is the same crowd who is going to reject him because they have been corrupted by those chief priests. The same crowd that is going to reject him. We see betray Judas, one of them, is going to betray him. After getting money from the chief priest. But he was with him. He walked with him. But he's going to betray him. Peter, who was there following him, who he said, I will give you the key of the kingdom. Peter is afraid by fear. Is going to deny him. But at first, Peter depended on the strength of his arm. He came to fight. But at the end, we see that he went back to deny the Master, to deny His King. But later on, he remembered that he betrayed His King and started weeping. We will see rejection from the chief priest, hypocrisy. They are seeing a new Messiah coming. Them who use it to consider those people as their customer with their teaching that was taking them nowhere. They didn't like people to follow Jesus Christ because they are going to lose those customers. It is said, instead of saving the soul of the people, but they are considered them being their own customer. We see Pilate is afraid of the new kingdom when he heard that Jesus is the king. Pilate has a responsibility to uphold the law and give justice to people. He has the power to set him free, but he's also afraid of his kingdom, of his power. He's going to release a guilty man and condemn an innocent. Pilate made friends with the guilty, with bad people, released Barabbas. We have to ask our question. Jesus took the place of Barabbas. Did Barabbas follow him to Calvary? No. Barabbas went and continued to live his former life, previous life, as being a bad person. We will see the rejection from the high priest, Anna, and Herod. Herod even wanted to make the Son of God in court of Eternal by asking him to do a miracle. We see other priests rejecting him. We see the crowd rejecting him. The crowd is singing Hosanna. Now they say, crucify him, crucify him. Brother and sister, the darkness, the power of darkness came upon Jesus Christ. The weapon was fashioned against Jesus Christ to stop him going to accomplish his mission, that he came in this way to save the soul. But nothing stopped him going. Like a horse, when he hears the trumpet, he's going forward to fight. He doesn't know he's going to die or what, but he has to go forward to fight. Nothing did stop Jesus Christ on his way to be glorified, to be raised on the cross. Because he came in this world to accomplish the mission, my Father sent me to set off the soul that was captive in sin and to bring them back to the Father. As he completed the mission on the cross, rejected by everybody, his disciples, his family, his villages, everybody. He stood there on his own, on the cross. He was made friend of chiefs, three people. The one repented himself by recognizing that he was guilty with his act and asked Jesus to forgive him what he did. When we see all this story of Jesus Christ suffering, this is our journey as Christians to the Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. On our way, we will find betrayal from our friend, member of our family, the insider or the outsider. We'll find betrayal from member of our family, denied even, because the Bible tells us, Jesus said, do you think that I brought peace? nor every sword. There will be misunderstanding between father and son, mother and daughter. There will be fight between Christian and non-Christian. Peter may be in your family, your husband. Peter may be your wife. Peter may be your sister. Peter may be your daughter. The crowd may be people for you. The crowd may be life circumstances. We have maybe life uncertainty. The crowd may be political ideology, sexual orientation, race, gender. It may be the crowd to you. But let me tell you that the crowd changing at any time. They were singing Jesus, not condemning. All this situation with Jesus Christ will change. They will not be eternal. The weapon may be fashioned to you. All those darkness, pity, fear, betrayal, rejection, they are all weapon fashioned us to stop us stepping on the way of salvation, following Jesus Christ. But as he is there, our master, is our model, we have to work on his steps. So no one, no power, no weapon fashion can stand against us. When all darkness, all these things, rejection, fear, appear in your life, appear in the life of the church, appear in the life of our congregation, lift up your eyes and look at the cross. Call upon Jesus Christ. Because, brother and sister, the battle is not us, but the battle is belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the one to fight this battle. We have no power, but he's there with us, working with us in our journey to salvation. The King of Glory is with us. There will be people who want light to see this congregation raising up, preaching the good news, going everywhere. But they will try to stop us in what we are doing, even within the congregation. If they see someone raising, they will try to stop him. But with Jesus Christ, nothing can stop us. If you may listen to that song that Carl is going to play for us, then we'll continue. Please play that music. Jesus Christ, the darkness will come in our life. The armor will be fashioned in our life. But we have not to be afraid. We have to follow Jesus Christ, because He raised from the dead, and He will raise us also from the dead. Amen.